Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Welcome to today's episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, Chief Investment Strategist with Provenance Wealth Advisors. I'm here with my co-host, Shane Phillips. And just a reminder before we get started that today's episode, along with all episodes, is brought to you by Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and wealth management firm located here in sunny South Florida. In today's episode, we're going to discuss alternative investments in private markets. This area of finance, some of you may be familiar with and others not so much. The intent of these strategies is to either produce more attractive returns, produce attractive cash flows, add diversification to the overall investment strategy, or some combination of those three. While some of these strategies may sound and can be extremely attractive, it's also worth noting that they can come with additional risks.
Risk and many other things require extra due diligence and thought. One I will mention is liquidity. Many of the funds can't be sold today and you have cash tomorrow. Some may have quarterly liquidity, yearly, and some even lock up your money for 5+ years, which is part of the reason we wanted to discuss them further today.
Let's start with hedge funds, as these are probably the alternative asset class or strategy that most of us know or have at least heard about. But hedge funds is a broad term, and the underlying strategies can vary greatly, not only in the type of strategies they employ, but also the expected return profiles.
Just to add a little color to that, some subcategories of hedge funds include equity-oriented, such as long-short or market-neutral. Event-driven includes strategies such as merger arbitrage, and relative value, which typically includes fixed income and tries to exploit opportunities in the market. Each of these are unique, and the factors that drive returns here are all different.
Hedge funds also typically require a certain level of net worth from investors to qualify, and the reason that this is due to regulation. Many of the wider available funds in the marketplace have to adhere to the Investment Company Act of 1940, which is enforced and regulated by the SEC. The Act requires funds to disclose investment objectives, policies, their structure, as well as operations.
Hedge funds, on the other hand, are not subject to the Investment Company Act of 1940. This gives them more flexibility in what they invest in and also less transparency. Many hedge funds do not like to or prefer not to share their trading secrets. This can be good and bad, but it's a dynamic you need to be aware of when investing in hedge funds.
We also have private markets. And before we dive deeper into some of the categories, we need to distinguish some of the differences between public and private markets. When companies are public, there are strict reporting requirements. Public companies are subject to regulation from the SEC, which requires them to report regularly with strict guidelines. You can also sell publicly traded companies on a daily basis. And then this gets into another element, which is liquidity.
And that leads us to private equity. As it sounds, this is where you are buying equity in a private company instead of being public. However, there are a lot more risks here. For example, information on the company is often confidential or limited, so it's harder to make decisions on the strength of the company. You also can't trade anytime you want. As we both mentioned before, there are liquidity aspects to consider.
For the average person, being able to make sound decisions with limited information is difficult, which is why you most often hear about private equity funds. Here, you're essentially using a team of professionals who have experience in this area, but remember, you'll need to pay them, which ultimately lowers your expected returns. And there's manager risk, which is whether or not the manager can deliver the returns you are expecting. And private equity and these types of alternatives tend to have a wide manager dispersion.
There are also different types of private equity. Subcategories include angel investing, venture capital, growth equity, secondaries, and leverage buyouts. Angel investing and venture capital are at the earliest stages of a private company's investing. You might have heard of different rounds of raising capital, such as Series A, B, etc.
Funding these companies early on is extremely risky, but can also produce huge returns if you find the right ones. An example would be Mike Markula, who provided the first check of $250,000 to Apple in 1977. That was eventually followed by others such as Venrock, Sequoia Capital, and others.
Next, let's move on to private credit. This is an area that has grown in recent years, particularly after the financial crisis when lending standards at traditional banks became more stringent.
With private credit, most of the time you don't have the equity stake in the company. You are giving the capital to the company instead and lending money at an attractive rate, which is typically higher than other forms of lending. This type of lending can be real estate related, venture capital, mezzanine finance, agricultural finance. It's a broad category. So to recap, alternative investments is a broad term used for a wide array of different strategies. Some can produce attractive returns or cash flows and access different areas of the capital markets, but they can also come with limited information and a lack of liquidity. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please email us at podcast@provwealth.com or check out our website, relatablefinancepodcast.com.
Securities are offered through PWA Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Provenance Wealth Advisors. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecast will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but PWA or PWA Securities does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision. It does not constitute a recommendation. Investment involves risk, and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy. Selected diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Vesting involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Provenance Wealth Advisors or PWA Securities do not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professionals. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Future investment performance cannot be guaranteed, and investment yields will fluctuate with market conditions. Any examples given in the podcast are for illustration purposes only. Actual investor results will vary.